your own gas at.
I didn't know that.
You know, as much as frustrating as I get to watch people, you know, look for their card, and then, you know, the card didn't scan the right way,
right.
And they're sitting there,
you're frustrated.
I have something in reverse on that now.
Okay.
Well, I notice when I drive up that some of these people, they get out of the car and they just start filling up. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you got to put the card in.
Right.
The double card.
How do they
go to Costco? I don't know. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm watching them.
Well,
I'm watching them. And they didn't do the process, the whole system.
Okay. Well, that's old school, right? You just go in and the pump is on. You just pay when you're done. Right?
No.
Are they doing the trick where you go up to a pump and just like let the last little bit of pressure out of it to get like a tiny little bit of gas, and then they go to all the pumps to get like a gallon?
That would seem counterproductive.
That would be slow. Wow. Anyway, let's get back to this really fast charging battery. Key to the battery's ability to be charged super fast without a big impact on the longevity is a design that means the generate less heat. Nybolt is currently in talks to sell the batteries to 8 electric car manufacturers, which is great, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
But it's crucial to the battery that they get this this particular medium. It's niobium, some kind of chemical of some sort.
That's an element, I'm pretty sure.
As Kephart pointed out, last year, they only made a few tons of it compared to that graphite and commonly used anode materials for lithium batteries. It's almost impossible to come up with the amount of this chemical that they need to make these batteries. So they can produce them. They just need the materials to make them in the first place. So there's always a drawback.
I'm sure they've got the patent on all this, and so, you know, they'll have the corner on the market for the new style batteries.
Probably.
Right?
Somewhere along the way.
Get some of that chemical stuff.
And, you know,
pipeline.
And now I'm finding out EVs are being sold in this country from China because they're being sold as, get this, used vehicles.
Oh, well, there
instead
you go.
Of new, there's a blockade on new vehicles, but not used.
Kidding. 7:49, when we come back, leftovers, this, that, and the other, odds and ends on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Music to watch.
Music
people on State Street by.
No, there, what's the actual?
I like that. Music to watch State Street.
That's not the actual title of that song. Why don't you say
title? Isn't that the title?
No. Music to watch girls by.
Oh, John, you know I picked the instrumental version of the song so that you wouldn't need to say the title.
Exactly. But now we had to.
Oh, God.
Beautiful sunshine this morning. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. It's going to be gorgeous all day long. Enjoy it.
All right.
Back to schoolers. Have a great day.
Okay, we got some odds and ends here. But I thought this was really an important analysis, because we're looking at, so far, Kamala Harris has a plan, a tax cut plan.
Right.
And Trump also has a tax cut plan, kind of. He wants to kind of continue the tax cut that he put in place in 2017.
For all the rich corporations.
All right, so there's a comparison. Somebody did the analysis and the comparison, and I think this will work on radio.
Okay. Well, we'll try it.
I'm hoping anyway. It's an easy description, and it'll give you kind of a heads up. It's a family of four, two adults, two kids. All right. Okay. And the yearly income is based on $75,000. The numbers that we're going to hear here are for a family of four. Income $75,000. And I think it's really interesting for the megas to listen to. I think all voters should listen to this and find out what's really planned for the future.
Okay.
Let's check it out.
Whose tax plan is better for the average American family, Trump or Harris? Trump's policy is really to make his tax cuts from 2017 permanent. So you wouldn't really necessarily see any reduction in what you're currently seeing now. But when you break all those numbers down, after all their tax credits, their effective tax rate, and they're going to owe $1,676. Let's see how that same family would do with Kamala Harris. When you run all those numbers, you get down to an effective tax rate of 1.22%, owing $915 total. And just on the bare bones, that's a $761 advantage for Kamala Harris. But there is more to this story. Donald Trump is proposing a 10% tariff on all imports and a 60% tariff on all Chinese imports, which is going to dramatically affect how much your house can afford basic goods. Don't just take my word for it. Take this extraordinarily conservative think tank's word for it. They say that you're going to owe between $1,700 and $2,350 annually just from the 10% tariff and another $1,950 from the China tariff. That's an additional $4,000 impact on your family that does not come with Harris's proposals. And it's not just that think tank that found this. The Tax Foundation found the same thing. They say that it would equate to about a $300 billion tax hike on you. And that's just on the 10% tariff, not even including the China tariff.
Ouch.
So when you go back to our original math, Trump is actually at a $4,736 disadvantage for the average American family. That's not even accounting for the fact that Harris has in her plans for the average American family a ton of incentive for them to save on healthcare costs, for them to have an opportunity to purchase their first home if they haven't done so already. She has so many different elements within this plan that are going to be beneficial beyond just beating Trump head-to-head in straight-up tax structure. And I know the average person is going to say, look, that stuff you just talked about, that's going to cost money and it's going to come out of my pocket in the end, right? Wrong. And I'll show you why. This is a chart breaking down how Harris's tax plans would affect people in 2026 based on their current income. So if you have a lower income over here, you're still going to get a pretty good savings, about $2,000 a year, $3,000 a year, somewhere in that zone. It's really up here when you're in the top 0.1% where you're getting screwed. But that is where the money is coming from. The revenue generating from taxing them is how they're going to pay for this stuff. You're not going to feel it. They are. And by contrast, here is Donald Trump's chart, which unsurprisingly backs up the exercise we just did, because if you are lower income, you make far less money under Trump, and if you are a very wealthy person, you do very well under Donald Trump. And that is the critical difference. So, it's abundantly clear that Kamala Harris's plans not only are better for you just from a straight taxation perspective if you're an average American, but they're also better for you when you factor in all the other elements of how their two policy structures are going to affect your bottom line as a household. I really got to give Republicans credit, too, because they have done an exceptional job messaging that the opposite of what I've just presented is true.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, he ran it all right down there.
Yeah,
that's
made it very, very clear.
Yeah.
So if you're a conservative voter, if you're a MAGA voter, and you heard something like this, would it not convince you to maybe reconsider? It seems like the MAGA voter has a very deep allegiance to Trump himself, to him as a personality, an individual.
Right.
And they
personal
put
connection.
Some of their personal beliefs in this person. So if there's any criticism of Trump, they feel offended themselves.
Right.
And that's the problem. Now, if they heard something like this, where it's really going to affect their pocketbook, where they're really going to be paying a whole heck of a lot more money while the rich make more money, you'd think that maybe there's something that will tick off in their head and go, wait a minute here. Maybe this isn't the best investment I can make for my family and for myself as well.
You would think if they were reasonable and logical and you know sensible that would ring true with them and they would realize right. the difference, and that might change their minds.
Well, I'm hoping.
But unfortunately, they're part of the right. cult, and then they would just immediately say, well, that's fake news. I don't believe any of those numbers. That's crazy. You know, Trump's what he is, and he's better for us.
And he'll get even with China.
Yeah.
I mean,
even with China.
We got to take care of that.
No, right.
I'm sure I've changed my mega friend's mind in Milwaukee if he's listening.
Yeah,
right
we haven't
now.
Heard from him lately.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good news.
We had a text here. Yeah, I want to just mention Tyler. Thank you for this text. My favorite part about the argument about charge time for electric vehicles versus gas is that you can go use the bathroom while electric charges. You can't do that with gas powered engine.
Now that's kind
engine.
Of a good idea, isn't it?
You just put the you don't have to worry about it, you know, overfilling or anything like that.
Exactly.
It's electricity.
You got a place like Quick Trip, right?
Right.
A grocery store with food.
Right.
Oh my gosh, you know.
Can you scroll back a little bit there? Do you have the mouse over there? Back to Doug's comment. Doug had from Milwaukee had something about the hamburgers. I know he's all concerned about hamburger. right now, because if they close the border, if we get rid of the immigrant, send people back across
workers,
the border. Apparently, half of the workers that work in meat plants are immigrants, or come over to do that. And he's worried about hamburger prices.
He's
and the
very
available-
worried. He says, "Have you guys considered the importance of hamburgers to low information voters?"
Yeah.
Guaranteed access to hamburgers wins.
Okay.
Doug, you're
well,
right on, man.
We'll get into that tomorrow. We're all out of time for today. Tomorrow, also, Mike McCabe will join us as it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we hope you have a great day. Enjoy your Tuesday.
It's going to be a great day today.
Talk to you
Thank
first
you.
Thing in the morning right here on WMDX. So long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 87-year-old Pope Francis has arrived in Indonesia, part of the longest international tour he's ever taken. He will visit Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore as well. President Biden putting more pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and on Hamas to agree to a ceasefire deal to release all the hostages still being held by Hamas. Here's ABC News Senior White House Correspondent Selena Wang.
President Biden and his team have been trying to negotiate one for months, and it is clear now that the president's patience is running out. Biden flat out said that Netanyahu is not doing enough to get a deal done that would release the hostages.
Heat wave in Southern California and parts of the Southwest again this week. They could get a long stretch of days when the temperature hits 100 degrees or more. The hotel strike continues. Thousands of unionized workers on the picket lines asking for higher pay and a return to pre-pandemic staffing levels. Hyatt, Hilton, and Marriott, some of the chains affected. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's not just Wisconsin. Doctors have seen more than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses across the country. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly triple E virus.
That's a much rarer disease. We typically will only see, you know, a handful of cases a year, but we are seeing several serious cases.
Two people died of West Nile virus this summer in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers meet this week to continue to hammer out the state's Sandhill Crane plan. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes meets tomorrow. The committee plans to come up with a package of bills for lawmakers to vote on next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's the first day of school for lots of kids today. Madison Metropolitan School District students who are in new programs or buildings start class. That's kids in 4K, kindergarten, 6th grade, and 9th grade. They get an extra day to help them adjust and get the lay of the land. Tomorrow, all grades head back to class. And you'll remember last year there was that big mess with the new bus contractor when school started. There were late routes, combined routes. Some families chose to drive their kids because they just felt they couldn't trust the buses. There were even isolated reports of students being dropped off at the wrong stops. Well, this is for students' second year of this new contract. And earlier this month, company leaders told the school board they have 127 drivers on board. That's enough to cover every route with a spare driver to fill in if someone's gone. Officials from the bus company expect a much smoother start to this school year. And that's what you need to know on this Tuesday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in, dialed then the number one message this week has just been the details. If we focus in on the fundamentals and the details and, we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know, we know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just, you know, let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, up to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. It is going to be a really nice day again today. Tonight, clear, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80. 83 on Thursday. Then we're going to start to get a little taste of fall by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too.
charge, you get indicted for interfering with a presidential election where you have every right to do it. Huh? You get indicted and your poll numbers go up. When people get indicted, your poll numbers go down.
What? Huh?
Did he just admit to another crime on tape?
Yes, he did.
So the DOJ's been notified. Is Merrick Garland awake?
Let's get on that truth suite.
That'd be on tape. Yeah. More stuff on tape. Hey, speaking of crime, I guess I shouldn't bury the lead. I said to open with the crime.
Yeah. Crime's back.
This is the best unsolicited testimonial to Simply Safe ever.
You're your own crime stack.
Yeah, exactly. I am my entire crime stack.
Yes. Glad we could laugh about it.
No, I'm kidding.
Glad you're not dead.
That life insurance thing was almost super funny.
Yeah.
Yes, I will, because we go to bed at...
At stupid o'clock.
And getting...
Well, you went to bed at like...
Yeah, beyond... Well, because my body clock is completely broken effed. From the tour and the DNC. It's just, I'm effed. I just, whenever I can sleep, I sleep.
Right.
So... Because I'm sure, anyway, so the, oh, I'm sorry, did I bury the lead?
Yeah.
Two guys broke into my house last night.
Uh-huh.
And I'm fine, obviously.
So are the dogs.
So are the dogs. I forgot to turn my Simply Safe system on. I know. I went to bed so early.
It happens. I do that too.
Okay. Thank you. Aw, now I feel bad about wearing my Chris is Wrong shirt. If I had a Chris is Right shirt, I would have worn it.
I didn't even see that you had that on.
I'm trying to get the sales up so to beat the Chris is Right sales.
Chris is Right, it will always win. It will always beat you.
I should learn not to compete with you.
Yes.
Okay, I'm a little shaken up. I'm a little terrified.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I've never been the victim of crime ever, and not in the 20 years I lived here. So I can only assume they were like, what kind of loser has their lights out at? Okay, well, this happened at 7:40.
Right, but what you went to bed at?
Hard to say exactly. Sometime in the afternoon.
3:30?
It could have been. I don't think I went to sleep then. I went up and started working. And,
okay.
Yes. And then I had the most hilarious text chain with JoJo from Jurors ever. We have to publish our text chains. It went into like a Goodnight Waltons thing, and then we got into Eight is Enough, and it was really hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also, our texts are always slutty.
Goodnight, Adam Rich.
And so I actually joke about... The EMTs finding me after I die alone and the dogs eat me. And then they'd be like, what a whore. Who is she texting with? Who's JoJo? Anyway. Yes. It was, well, you know how we had the earthquake a few weeks ago?
Sure.
And the same thing happened. Like, the dogs started barking like crazy and the house shook. And I was like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out to be an earthquake. So I think I was so sound asleep. I thought, oh, yeah, I must be.
Right.
You know, imagining things. Because the dogs started barking. I opened my bedroom door. I was like, hello? And I thought I heard foot running, but I was like, no, that's crazy.
Right.
So I went out.
Right.
Took the dogs out in the yard. They're out in the yard barking. I checked the whole house. Everything was... Anyway, I do a video surveillance cameras, uh-huh. And they picked up that they were literally running out my front gate as I was in the...
Wow.
So I just missed them by seconds.
That's
I was
scary.
In the yard, and they were running out the front gate. The neighbors' cameras all picked them up as well. They were on scooters. What kind of losers? Scooters.
It's a fast getaway.
It's a fast getaway.
It is. It's maneuverable, too.
Yeah. And very easy to hide.
I can only assume, like, Labor Day, they think, you know, people who are out of town, or just what loser has the lights off at, let's say, 4 o'clock. Let's say 5 o'clock, Chris, just to be generous.
It's still light out at that time. You don't need lights on.
You don't need lights on at that time of day.
Well, I mean, the lights in the house are off. I have, like, outdoor security lighting.
Right.
But anyway... Yes. Oh, look, our first spot is Simply Safe.
Uh-huh. It's going to be,
Also, P.S., remember to turn it on. Yeah, I went to bed so early, I just forgot. So let that be a lesson. If I'd had a door sensor, because they crowbarred open my living room doors. But thank God. Who's mommy's protector puppies? Who get extra biscuits?
What did they do?
They bark. They saved my life.
It.
I'm telling you, I highly recommend dogs for security. Doesn't matter what size.
It's scaring them off.
Yeah.
You know, the dogs scared them off. For sure.
Yeah. No, they obviously ran out as soon as they heard something. They're like, oh, it's a loser that's at home that goes to bed. Kind of adult goes to bed. How old are you, lady? Anyway, it's a happy ending. And see.
You're alive.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a little shooken up.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, there were, and you see it all on the video camera. I'm like, oh, wow, these two giant guys were right in my house.
Uh-huh.
Bye, got extra biscuits and cod crispy for you.
And Jody didn't have to fill in for you this morning.
So. Exactly.
So no, you can imagine her disappointment. She normally yells at me to go back to bed when I send her tweets in the middle of the night. She goes, okay, I'm not going to tell you to go back to bed because I know it might be a little difficult right now.
Got some adrenaline going through you.
Yeah. All right. I should, you know what? I should read my last, it could have been my last text chain with JoJo, who is hilarious. So, well, we just, I don't know why we just got taught. She was more of a 8 is enough person. I was a Waltons because I was like, good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary Ellen.
You're of an older
I said, by
generation.
The way, I don't think John Boy was, I think John Boy was masturbating in his room. I don't think he was quote unquote writing. And she said, as the mother of a 14-year-old boy, I can confirm that's pretty much true.
As someone who was once a 14-year-old boy.
There you go. Yeah. You're never writing.
Right.
You're writing, sure.
Sure you are, John Boy.
Yeah. And then we got into how, I said, was there some kind of rule in the 8 is enough family where everyone had to live at home till they were like 47? And then we got into quite a long. Yeah.
Grant Goody was 50 before he moved out of the house.
Yes.
Practically.
Yes.
Yeah.
She sent a picture of, who's it, Mary? I'm like, yeah, she looks like a 50-year-old like cocktail waitress lounge singer.
She looked as old as Abby,
I'm like,
the mother.
She how long it took her to drag her raggedy old ass down the stairs? She was always the last one, cigarette hanging out.
Wasn't Abby
tattered
the stepmother?
Sequin dress.
Abby was a stepmother because the original mother died.
Right. She said she looked older than Betty Buckley.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, it would have been so golden if she came down the stairs and sang Memory in a tattered dress.
It was a little before
Why
that.
Why are you still at home?
It is enough was before
a little before that, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Skosh before that.
Oh, all right.
And the Waltons was way before that. The Waltons wasn't even in JoJo's generation.
No, she knew it. She knew it.
Yes.
She knew it.
JoJo and I are approximately the same age. And
yeah, I'm approximately.
It was on TV.
Never
when
really
we were
watched
little.
The Waltons. I watched 8 is Enough. Didn't watch the Waltons.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever. John Boy was masturbating. Okay, listen. Anyway, where were we? Wow. What a weekend.
Huh?
What a weekend. Yes, he admitted to more criming. Oh, and of course we got our favorite, our holiday tweet, or trough, or whatever it is from Trump, which is always...
Happy Labor Day to everybody except the losers.
Except Comrade Kamala.
Oh, Lordy.
Admitted to crime on tape. Did I miss anything else? He said the Arlington Cemetery thing was a setup. He got set up by the Biden administration to act like a despicable a-hole.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done, Biden administration. What else did he blame Kamala for this weekend? Oh, the dead hostages, of course.
Yes.
Oh, God. That is heartbreaking.
It is.
After we saw those parents at the DNC, and oh, my God. I was texting with my ex, who's... from Israel.
Uh-huh. She was in the Israeli army.
Some of her family's still there. So it just, I talk to Dean Obadiah sometimes off air. It's such a heartbreaking, complicated situation. And it's just, but Netanyahu is also a despicable piece of
he is.
Belongs in prison.
Yes.
Yeah, and Bob Sesko, I think Joy Reid liked his tweet or responded to it, that you would not put anything past Trump right now to stay out of prison. And I would not, I'm sure he has talked to Netanyahu.
Of course he has.
About not having a ceasefire or doing a hostage deal until after the election. It's just, I can't, the mind reels what else he might be up to, right?
But,
with Putin, with Netanyahu.
It's hurting Netanyahu in
with
Israel.
With Saudi Arabia
though.
On gas prices.
Right. Yeah. More people are turning against Netanyahu because of this in Israel.
I know.
And so it's hurting him. I don't know why he thinks he can get away with this.
I know. It's, anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to get to the statement from the bassinet of the Labor Day. Oh, by the way, he was sitting on his fat ass in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Ringing his silver bell for his Diet Coke on Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Lazy orange sloth. Happy Labor Day to all American workers who represent the shining example of hard work and ingenuity under Comrade Kamala Harris. All Americans are suffering during this holiday weekend. Really? Why don't you get off your ass?
Bat-ass.
Kamala and Tim are out there with labor unions who are all supporting her.
Yep.
Okay. Kamala, interestingly, did not mention Trump in her Labor Day message. She said Happy Labor Day, especially to all the
workers.
Labor unions, and she will always stand with workers.
Whatever.
God, boring. All right. I can be forgiven for anything today, can't I? Oh, and then I thought this was part of my nightmare. I'm like, did I hear running footsteps in my house, or did I hear Lara Trump singing? Because
it's all
part of the same nightmare. You know what? The only thing that can make this palatable, our favorite screaming goats.
Without your bravery, we're all out of luck. You know this can't be denied. You gotta be special.
Thank you, Ghost.
Have you seen the video?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
What's the deal with the lady in the red dress?
I don't know.
They're hanging on with it.
Are they on a staircase? What are they doing?
They're on a fire escape.
They are.
They're on a fire escape.
They're on a fire escape.
Are they reenacting Pretty Woman?
Or? I don't know. I don't. But that lady in the red dress was doing absolutely nothing behind her except for standing there looking dumb.
Someone said that Trump has emotional support cougars at Mar-a-Lago.
Yes, he does.
Wow. Did they get a group deal on the plastic surgery? And you know I'm a fan, but holy moly.
They got a group deal on the auto-tune.
It's still not
helping. That auto-tune was holding on for its dear life.
Still not helping.
Yeah.
Jody Hamilton's a fantastic singer.
She is.
She can explain exactly how
Jody Hamilton's auto-tuned. Never been auto-tuned.
Oh, yes, I have. Oh. Of course I have.
Oh. She didn't need screaming goat help.
Okay.
Yes, our friend Lindy Lee said, did Trump collude with Netanyahu to block a ceasefire to help him win in the election? I'm going to guess yes. Did Trump conspire with the Saudi crown prince to jack up gas prices to help him win? Did he and Putin agree to delay ending the war in Ukraine till after the election? Americans deserve answers. Yeah, how about that? CNN, Dana Bash, anybody? Are you going to ask any hard questions of Donald Trump ever? Oh, my God. Did Kamala change once on fracking that was Biden's position how many years ago? And really? You're not going to ask Trump? First of all, are you kidding me? We're going to pay for IVF. Oh,
no.
My God. No, you're not.
No.
You're such a liar. He's such a timeshare salesman.
I keep telling you that.
I need to go buy a Chris's Right shirt
yes,
right
you
now.
Do.
Oh, my God. He's so full of it. They're going to ban it. Uber, free for everybody. It's going to be free. Oh, my God. Seriously?
I once said that timeshare salesman thing to Ron,
yes.
You know, the guy who owns the show, and he said, okay, let's not denigrate salespeople.
You don't want to know. We just got in a screaming fight
Uh-oh.
Before the show, and I hung up on him.
Oh, no.
It's my fault.
But we're not
going to
denigrate salespeople.
Okay. All right. Here, let's do a little happy clappy news. Kirk Bardella says everyone's always fixated with the polls at the top of the ticket. However, what I think is most revealing about the Kamala Harris effect is the down ballot impact, where in key mm-hmm. Senate races, Democrats have gone from trailing Republicans to developing a substantial advantage. Case in point, Arizona, where Ruben Gallego has expanded his lead over Kerry Lake.
You okay, buddy?
Kamala, Kamala.
That's what Bonnie was trying to say.
No, it was Clyde.
Oh.
I'm going to have overstartled response for the rest of my life. Because small dogs tend to bark at, you know,
Lynch?
Everything.
Yeah.
It was not Lint. It was two bad men.
He's trying to say, ha.
Jojo from Jersey offered to come here with a crowbar Jersey style and take care of this. These guys.
You get Jojo and Dean, both Jersey.
Exactly. I got a lot of people to settle this the Jersey way. You know what I'm saying? All right. I guess I should start talking about Simply Safe. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Okay. Did I mention that you should turn it on?
It's helpful.
I forgot
it's
to
helpful.
Mention
it's helpful.
That.
That makes it work.
Oh, my God. Look, this is in my copy. Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar. I don't have to picture it.
You
they
saw
use
it.
The crowbar to pry open my French doors over there.
It's in your mind's eye now.
Mais oui. Mon Dieu. I said that because they're French doors, see?
Mon Dieu.
Okay. Simply Safe Home Security with Simply Safe 24/7 Monitoring Agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assuming that you turned it on. Assuming that you're not a loser that went to bed at 4 o'clock, forgot to turn it on. Okay.
Hey, that's staying up late.
Right? With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. The police got here after I called them.
Oh, good.
Thanks for playing missing the point entirely, Steph. Okay, with no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, never locked in. I can attest, I don't even need U.S. News and World Report to tell me
Nope. This
is the best home security system. 5 years running. Join listeners who found peace of mind. I'm going to reclaim my peace of mind
Okay. With
Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. You never think it could happen to you until it does, Chris. I'm sorry, I'm screaming at people. Just get it. Do it. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age?
Introducing Dr. Marty Pett's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Most wine lovers know Bordeaux for its fine, sophisticated, and expensive wines. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. They strive, though, to create wine of extraordinary quality that doesn't break the bank. And let me tell you, their rosé sure made a fan out of me. Chateau Auguste is the wine for those who take their fun seriously. They even have music played to the vines twice a day. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Club: Best Wine by Varietal, the Gold Medal, and Best in Show by Quality. Organically grown, no colorings or flavorings, the grapes are hand-picked with stems attached to prevent premature oxidation and keep the wine as fresh as possible. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to AugustGrandRosé.com. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. The promo code is Stephanie, 50% off with the promo code Stephanie. AugustGrandRosé.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa! Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a three-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw six war canoes drawn upon the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. Four figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the...
Stephanie Miller.
Randy Singer. She said, hey, journalists who think you're Woodward and Bernstein by asking Kamala if she turned black or asking Tim Walz why he didn't say IUI instead of IVF, maybe dig around a little on whether Trump asked Netanyahu to tank the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal, because that is totally something he'd try to do and it would be, you know, a real story.
Yep.
He's I feel weaseling going on the debate again. Did he weasel yesterday again?
A little bit. He's going to do it. He has to do it. He has to.
I'll believe it when I see it.
when he stands on that stage with Kamala Harris.
Yes, yes. Oh, I forgot this. Another egregious lie Bob Seska pointed out. He says schools are performing trans surgery on kids without...
That's a lie.
Bob said another dangerously egregious lie. The former president and current Republican nominee thinks schools are performing surgeries on trans kids. And where's the press? Oh, that's right. They're grilling Coach Walls because he used the word in instead of 6 years ago. Thank you. Okay. I'm in a state.
Yeah.
It's with me this morning.
No, it's an understandable state.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Karen in Chicago, my boo-boo-boo. Foo-foo-foo. Hello, Karen. Oh,
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie, let me tell you, I have some frequent flyer miles. You just say the word, and I'm going to have my bag of glass and Vipers to come out there and deal with the
glass.
I asked my neighbor Ted if he and his family will adopt me. He said yes. He'll adopt all of us on this, in this, and we'll just form a big compound.
I'm secure. Down.
Yeah.
Moby included.
Yeah.
Seriously,
yay, music.
Though, I'm glad that you're okay. I'm glad that Bonnie and Clyde are okay and that they were able to alert you to what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, and that you're safe. I mean, that is extremely scary.
I am simply safe if I turn it on.
So
right.
Sorry. Right. Yeah. I'm really sorry because that has got to feel really horrible. And the fact that you are here in the studio this morning is, amazing.
Thank you.
Yes,
this could have ended. Badly. This could have ended badly for me.
This could have ended with Jody filling in for you this morning.
For a while.
I would have been that Wells Fargo worker that died at her desk and no one discovered her for 4 days.
Oh no.
If you think you care too much about work in your life.
Yeah, but you know, can I just say that Donald Trump with what he said about trans kids, that is absolutely disgusting and dangerous. And that is the problem with it, because there are people out there that believe that crap.
He tops himself every day. Your kid goes to school, and then they come home a few days later, a girl. I'm like, are you? Oh, my God. I guess it's because his maggots are such morons, you know? Like, what did he say the other day? You know, tariffs, it's a tax on another country. We're going to tax other... First of all, you can't tax other countries, you morons. And it's a tax the American people end up paying.
Exactly.
But it's just... he knows they're morons enough to go, let's tax China.
Yeah.
Tax China.
No, I mean, and I talked about this... I talked about it when it happened, but then more recently, I brought it up again. When I was selling furniture at the time that he had imposed the tariff... 25%, the furniture that we were selling, we had to tack on a 25% increase because of the tariff.
Yep. Yeah, and exactly, exactly. Heartbreak, Karen, you're familiar. Charlie Pierce and Politics Girl, all coming up.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time.
Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for the mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And across our nation, the brothers and sisters of labor have stood together to righteously demand fair pay, better benefits, and safe working conditions. And let me say, every person in our nation has benefited from that work. Everywhere.
Look at that. Kamala Harris out. What's the word, Chris? Working on yep. Labor Day.
What?
By the way, I was so excited to see support for labor is at an all-time high, 70% of Americans. It's about time.
Yeah.
We said thank you, as Kamala Harris says, for weekends, for, you know, paid leave,
holidays,
et cetera, right?
We thank you, Stephanie.
No, you're welcome, Chris. I don't have any choice. Okay. Because of the work of labor.
Otherwise, we would not get them at
exactly.
all.
Yes, you would. Give a lot of vacation. I'm the only one not taking about it. I'm craggy.
You have Monday off.
That's true. After the sexy liberals, right. It's the only way I can survive this schedule. Next time, I'm going to sleep through the robbery entirely.
Oh.
They'll just be lifting me up, taking my rings. Be like, okay. You're funny. Okay. Our friend David Jolly, who is the Holly Jolly guy. Okay. He made the point, too, just the contrast. He said, I love this kind of holiday Labor Day setup. We're looking at contrast between Harris and Trump. First, the optics of Trump sitting like little Richie Rich at his golf club in Palm Beach that he owns, sitting there by himself, ringing his bell for Diet Coke. Vice President Harris spent the day out there with raucous crowds of working class voters across the country. Thank you. God, he's such a lazy slob. Sorry.
That's true.
Yeah. Johnny tweets, I know I'm not the first person to say this, but how can you look at a middle-class public servant and say she's an elitist and look at a man who was born wealthy, the epitome of privileged, a draft dodger, a union buster, and think he represents the working class? Thank you. Thank you. And oh, by the way, is that the latest gotcha? They're going, oh, Kamala Harris didn't work at McDonald's.
because it wasn't on her last resume.
Okay.
Oh, my God. First of all, you don't work for the corporate headquarters. You work for the franchise where you lived.
Right.
I worked for Flaky Jake's Burgers and More in Tempe, Arizona.
How flaky was Jake?
Flaky was really... Jake was really flaky. I've never put that on a resume.
No.
Ever.
I don't have a name tag.
I don't have photos of me there.
We got talking about all our high school and college jobs. I don't put any of those on a resume.
No.
Well... Then again, I do, you know, this for a living, so it's not like that's requires any retirement, any requirements. I did not put my illustrious career selling personalized pens over the phone. Did not include that either.
You didn't include Fung Lum on your
the cocktail waitress job at Fung Lum. No. Also, the where was it? Oh, I cleaned little planes.
Van Nuys Airport.
Yes, I cleaned little planes at the Van Nuys Airport, and I also had to check them out to go up. I'd put a little tag on. You know me, I'm not technical at all. I had to, I don't know, you check the gauges, then I put a little tag. Yep, this one's good to go up.
Were you sure?
You know, when I did that job until they asked me to move a little plane back into the hangar, and I smashed into the hangar, and then I got, you know.
You're fired.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to drive a little plane. I was like, you want me to back it up into the...
Couldn't you, like, get a little towy thing, you know, that you tow planes with?
I was not at all qualified for that job. I was, like, 21.
How did you get that job?
My college roommate's boyfriend worked at the Van Nuys Airport. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. One of many, many disasters. What, how many times have I been fired? A lot.
You commuted from USC to Van Nuys
It was right after college.
Okay.
Were you living in the Valley?
Who can remember? Studio City.
So you were in the Valley?
Oh, also I took a job at Yogurt Delight in Studio City. That only lasted one day because you had to take the entire yogurt machine apart every night and then clean every part individually and put it back together, which you'd finish at, you know, roughly dawn.
I had to do that when I worked at Snow Oasis in Tempe.
I'm sorry, where?
Snow Oasis.
Is that near Flaky Jake's?
Actually, it's on the same road. It's on Rural Road in Tempe, yes. Both
no longer
exist.
You know what? This is a perfect example. We could relate more to Colin.
Yes.
Who relates to Donald Trump? We all had to work. And I came from privilege, and I had to work. Yeah. I didn't take high school and college jobs.
I worked all through college.
Yes.
I even worked telemarketing.
Do you know how many times I answered the phone at comedy clubs? Yuck, yucks, can I help you? I answered my home phone like that for years. Yuck, yucks, can I help you?
You also changed the marquee.
Oh, that was at the Laugh Factory, where I also answered the phone. Laugh Factory, can I help you?
So when someone died, you would say, so-and-so, make God laugh?
No, I don't remember ever doing that. I do remember having words with Paul Rodriguez that his name was entirely too long, and I once got pelted in the eye with an R from his, because the pole malfunctioned, and one of his R's fell on my face.
You probably mistook the G for a Q, too.
Yeah. It's not a good job. Mostly my job was getting sunflower seeds for Jamie Masada, who was the owner of the Laugh Factory. I don't remember why. He just loved them. Okay.
Did you have to shell them for him?
Oh, I lived above the pizza parlor in Buffalo, which I don't think that apartment had heat, but it was above the pizza parlor.
So it gets warm anyway.
It got super warm. Yeah.
That's where you got to know the Primanti brothers or whatever.
No, the Pontillo brothers in Lockport when I was growing up. That's...
The other pizza guys.
Is this today's show an Ellen Smithy production?
Yes, it is. I'm leaving now.
I'm a little discombobulated from my break-in last night.
Can I sit over there?
No! I need emotional support people this morning. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of good we're doing.
You're just like off on the tangents with me.
Right.
We need like a tour guide to get back. You know what we need?
What?
We need Marie in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Marie, help us. Hello, Marie. Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead. Yes, Marie.
Oh, she hung up.
Oh, she hung up on herself. Ooh. What was that about? Okay. What's that all about? Yes, thank you, Patty. She tweets, 8 a.m., IVF is bad. 9 a.m., I will pay for all IVF. 10 a.m., 6 weeks is too short. 11 a.m., IVF is bad. 3 p.m., Harris flip-flops, don't trust her. 4 p.m., 6 weeks sounds right. 6 p.m., look at this huge crowd. I mean,
yeah.
That's really? And you're talking about Kamala Harris has quote-unquote flip-flopped on anything? He's changed his view on everything, and it changes every 5 minutes, depending on who's paying him or which way the wind is blowing, right? Oh, my God. Oh, this had to get him. This had to get him. Harris, the Waltz interview drew 6 million viewers to CNN, more than Fox and MSNBC combined. Oh, my. It's like people are wildly interested in Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Huh. That's CNN's largest 9 p.m. audience since Biden's inauguration. Trump must be really steaming. Yeah, I'm thinking that might have... Oh, thank you, Brian Tyler Cohen. Did you see the Politico headline?
Ugh.
Next question. Harris evades questions about her identity.
No.
This is how we got here, mm-hmm. right? Because yeah. Donald Trump says you're not black. What's your response? What would your response be? I'm sitting here under TV lights being black. Blackity, blackity, black. But what is her response supposed to be? Evades the question. Oh, my God. This is just the stupidest timeline ever. Brian said, if you're wondering why people are flocking to independent media, it's because the mainstream media is relegating itself to obscurity with bad faith headlines like this one. I mean, thank you, Bob Seska, citizen journalist, doing the Lord's work over there at the Bob Seska Show, sexyliberal.com. He said it's fair to ask whether Donald cut a side deal with Netanyahu to refuse any hostage ceasefire proposals till after the election, dooming Goldberg, Poland, and the others. How many innocent people have died for Donald's desperation and vanity? Thank you. And, you know, Joy Reid, among others, said, fair question. Yes. Mm-hmm. But the mainstream media, they don't ask any of these.
No.
Okay. Oh, where was the, this was, you knew was coming. Is there anything he hasn't blamed Kamala Harris for in the last,
10 minutes?
Right.
He blamed Kamala Harris for my great aunt's gout.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
No. I think she probably was tangentially involved. While fuming about criminal indictments against him, Trump suggested Vice President Kamala Harris was to blame for the hostages who were found dead in Gaza.
Huh?
Make no mistake, this happened because comrade... Okay, first of all, are you seriously with this? By the way, all of his dumb followers, they have no idea who Marx is, what Marxists are, what it even means.
No.
He just... All of this stuff is like, what? Okay. Make no mistake, this happens because comrade Kamala Harris and crooked Joe Biden are poor leaders. They have blood on their hands. Sadly, this is the total lack of leadership that Kamala and Biden represent. One that allows terrorists to take American lives because they only care about weaponizing the Department of Justice against their political opponent. Oh, he made it about him. He made the tragic, horrible death of the hostages about him, of course, because they were persecuted the same way he's being horribly unfairly.
Right.
Referring to U.S. troops who died in Afghanistan, he also said Harris was directly responsible because, of course, she was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For unnecessary. Oh, my God. That happened from your Afghanistan withdrawal plan. Can I just say that's the other thing? The media drives me crazy. They never did and they never do now give context to Afghanistan.
Nope. I know.
The Harris campaign has to put out the facts. Do some of the facts. Trump is the one that negotiated with the Taliban, not the Afghan government, completely weakening the Afghan government. It invited Taliban to Camp David
and released
drew the troops down to a number that was dangerously unsafe that left Biden no choice.
Right.
This was his Afghanistan withdrawal plan. Anyway, it's okay. I'm just saying, there's context. This is my hands for context.
Okay,
context.
All right. Thank you. I needed that.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Bob Schooley. Insane the perception that Harris has to run a perfect campaign to beat a dumpster fire campaign. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, this one.
She is running a great campaign, though.
She is.
She is running a great... And he's a convicted felon rapist who's, oh, my God, running the worst campaign in history. Mm-hmm. I might... You know what? I feel like I might chew off one of my own fingers this morning.
Did you see the latest video of J.D. Vance?
He is so...
Weird.
Awful. Oh, my God, does he hate women. I love this. Is Education Diva said, J.D. Vance needs to get some therapy for his mommy issues and leave us all alone.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
he's being awkward doing what
he's
now?
He's totally being awkward. He's like, speaking at some union event, and he goes to fist bump the lady, and she grabs his fist, and then he tries to fist bump her again. She puts her hand in her pocket. Then he goes to fist bump someone else, and the other person's like, eh, no.
Just the ordering donuts, right?
Oh, God.
I don't want to be filmed. And then just, well, give me the, I don't know, whatever the normal thing
whatever
is.
Whatever sounds good.
Whatever
makes sense.
A normal human would order.
Yeah.
Hey, he's never had a donut?
Whatever makes sense. Yeah, I say that all the time at a donut shop.
What kind of donuts make sense? Are there donuts that don't make sense? Oh, the sprinkles.
Crullers.
The ones with sprinkles
crullers
don't make sense.
Crullers.
Bear
paws.
Bear claws, crullers, they don't make any sense.
beaver tails.
Oh my God, yeah. They're the weirdest. They're the weirdest humans.
Sprinkles make sense.
It is hard that Donald Trump could have picked a weirder human than him, but he picked a weirder human than even himself. Okay, let's end a happy clappy. According to the latest ABC News Ipsos poll, Kamala Harris now leading Trump by 6 points nationally among likely voters. That's important.
Yes.
Yep.
Wynn says CNN's current headline, no convention bump for Harris. Alternatively, Harris maintains 6-point lead over Trump. Remember, right.